Good morning. High pressure is bringing us another clear, cold start to the day across interior New York and New England. Temperatures perhaps not quite as cold in many locations than they were just 24 hours ago, but still most places starting out in the teens with some single digits out there early on this Wednesday morning. Some high clouds are starting to stream into the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley well in advance of the next front, which is now moving through the Great Lakes. The energy associated with this front will shear off to our north and west. It may be enough to push a couple of rain or snow showers through the region today. Otherwise, the temperature will be the story again, with readings climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. The wind will pick up behind this system, at times gusting up to 30 miles per hour. But actual temperatures will not be quite as cold, with readings back into the middle and upper 20s. This will all leave us with a mostly sunny day tomorrow. Still a bit of a breeze, but nice temperature-wise, about 5 to 10 degrees above normal, with highs around 40. The next system will be more potent and have more moisture to work with for the day on Friday. Right now, it looks like it's going to come late enough into the morning or even the afternoon to produce just plain rain showers, as temperatures will start around freezing, but by the time any precipitation arrives, readings will be back up into the upper 30s and lower 40s. The rain showers will wind down on Friday night, leaving us with a dry and mild day on Saturday. With a mix of sun and clouds, readings will push into the middle and upper 40s. Another front and another wave of low pressure will approach on Sunday. Out ahead of the front, we'll be up into the upper 40s to around 50, with the risk of rain showers for the afternoon. Sunshine will give way to clouds on Monday, with another wave of low pressure approaching, still above normal temperatures for the start of next week at 42, and then highs back into the 30s with a chance of rain and snow showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm over Texas will lift northward toward the Mississippi Valley today. Moisture streaming northward out of the Gulf of Mexico will overrun the associated warm front that is across the Gulf Coast. This will produce showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain at times over the eastern areas of Texas and most of Louisiana. Flash flood watches and warnings have been issued for a large swath of this region, where in some cases 2 to 5 inches of rain has already fallen, and on average 2 to 4 inches of rain is yet to come, with amounts as high as 7 inches possible locally by the end of the day tomorrow. Elsewhere, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the West as a new storm moves onshore in the Pacific Northwest. Flood watches and warnings have been issued for coastal Washington, with up to 2 feet of snow expected in the Cascades above 4,500 feet. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida at 1:53 p.m. on Friday. The last report of hail was at Amman, Jordan at 2 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with clear skies and 19 degrees with a southwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 13, 91% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 30.35 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Naples, Fort Myers, Punta Gorda, and Opa-locka, all in Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 39 degrees, the low 9, the average temperature 24, that's 2 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 3/10 of an inch for the month, which is 4.1 inches below normal, and 13.7 inches for the season, which is 7.2 inches of snow below normal. There were 41 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 340, that's 5 above normal, and 2,602 for the season, which is 268 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 15, the record high, 62, set in 2008, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clearing tonight, becoming windy with lows in the mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid-end lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight, becoming breezy with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. A passing snow shower tonight becoming windy with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight becoming breezy with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, but nice with highs around 40. Rain showers on Friday in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mild Saturday, mid to upper 40s. Remaining mild Sunday, though mostly cloudy with rain showers in the upper 40s to around 50. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, lower 40s and in the 30s with rain or snow showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.